Here is Coach Dan Lanning joining us for his weekly visit. Hello, Coach.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How was the bye week?
Good bye week. It was a good week. Got a little work in, got some recruiting in, got to sit down and watch a little football on Saturday. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, what do you you mean just at home or at the office? Like, what? Tell us.
Yeah, no. I mean, I got to do it at home. I mean, you watch people that you're going to play, and we got to watch UCLA on TV, and watch some other games. Got to watch a little football, be a fan for a little bit, you know.
What do you have at the? I think that's cool. I remember we played a clip last week of Dabo Swinney talking about that, and he watches on YouTube TV.
Yeah, he just figured out YouTube TV.
What do you watch on? Do you have satellite?
I don't have that yet. I've been hearing that maybe I need to make the switch. I've been disappointed. I hear some of our fans don't get to watch our games because, we have Xfinity. I don't know. I think that's the same thing where not all the games have been getting played on that. I mean, are we complaining enough about it or what? I mean, is it fixed yet or is it still a problem?
Nah, it's still a bit of an issue, but there's some solutions. They offered Xfinity offered a one-time thing for the Big Ten network, and it's only a handful of your games that are on the Big Ten network. It's not great, but it's not, for the most part, people can see most of your games.
So we need to write a congressman and things like that. Like, what do we got to do to get this fixed?
You know, it's funny. We've been dealing with this with the Blazers here for years. And quite frankly, there's really nothing you can do. I mean, these cable companies and the carriers, they just do not budge.
Yeah.
It's big business. And
do they realize that more people are just going to buy YouTube TV?
I think
do they not know that?
I think they don't care.
Interesting. We've talked about this because I know you don't have to deal with this. I'm sure your wife does. But, you know, back in the day, early in your career, you used to be able to call DirecTV and be like, well, if you don't give me the NFL Sunday ticket, I'm just going to leave. And then they would offer up incentives to get you to stay. When you call cable companies now to leave, they're like, I don't care. They're like, yeah, we don't blame you.
Really?
Like nuts to you.
Well, I think the thing is that so many people have cut the cord. They're just out on cable. They don't even care about cable. They want your internet business. Yeah. That's the key. So, at least that's
right. I've got my internet with them. They got us there, I guess.
Yeah. And they know that.
And tell you what's the one that Elon has that
Starlink.
Makes the internet work? What's that?
Starlink.
So why don't we just all go Starlink and YouTube TV? Is that the deal?
Am I
making a pitch for the wrong people right now?
Well,
is the Starlink any good? Does anybody have that?
I switched over because I had my own run-in with Comcast, and I did that. I cut my cord, and they did not care. Like, they laughed. The lady was like, all right, because I had to use their internet. And then through my cell phone company, T-Mobile, they had home internet, and I switched over. And when I called to cancel that, they cared.
Is the T-Mobile internet, is that good?
Yeah, it's fine. It's actually faster than what I was getting with Comcast, and it's cheaper. And when I called to cancel my Comcast internet, it was a stark difference than when I canceled my cable. They basically told me to go take a flying, you know what, when I canceled the cable. But the internet, it was like, oh, what can we do? And I was like, yeah, nothing. Screw you.
All right, so all Ducks fans, here's what we need to do. We all need to call our cable company and act like we're canceling our internet.
Yes.
All right, let's start there. We're going to pretend like we're canceling our internet, and then they're going to care and be like, you know what? I'll keep my internet if you guys make sure all the Ducks games are on the Big Ten Network and pay extra for it.
God, I love that.
Right? I love this right here. We got a movement.
Is that kind of what we're going with?
Yes.
We'll get a little petition rolling.
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys think?
Solving problems.
I'm on board right here. I like where we're going with this. We got some positive momentum.
Yeah, let's get Dan Lanning to cut the cord. Forget X-Fin.
All right. I'm in. Let's do it.
Have you ever coached at the Rose Bowl?
I have. I was a GA at Arizona State. And we played UCLA there back when Jim Moore was at UCLA and got a W there. Really cool locker rooms. I mean, obviously that stadium's got a big history. It's a pretty cool place to coach.
Yeah, it's
a pretty cool place to coach. The stadium's huge and it's old school. Like, it's kind of like those flat seats. Like, they kind of just quickly work their way up, and you realize how big the stadium is. But it's a neat venue for sure.
Yeah, we've been to many Rose Bowls following the Ducks, and it's just special. That place is special.
Pretty unique.
What is your favorite venue outside of Autzen? What is your favorite venue that you've coached in?
That's a great question. I mean, LSU is always a cool atmosphere. That's probably, you know, one of the, you know, unique atmospheres. You know, Georgia was fun, obviously, getting to coach there, but it's different. I appreciate, like, away games. You know, I appreciate, like, a great away game atmosphere. And certainly looking forward to a couple this year that we get to go play in. But LSU was always made an impression. Never got to play Florida at Florida, you know, because we always played when I was at Georgia, we always played at Jacksonville, you know, Jaguars place, the old cocktail party, which, you know, that was fun. But I'm trying to think where else was like made a big impression. I don't know if I have a great answer. You know, there was some fun ones there in my time at Georgia. But
yeah, it's funny you mentioned the road environment. I always, people talk about like going on the road so tough. And look, there's challenges. But as a player, I remember when we got to do, you know, Notre Dame and played at Bama. I love, there's something great. You feel like a gladiator. Like when you go in and you can silence a crowd and like 90,000 people.
The coolest feeling ever. Yeah.
Dude, it's almost in some ways. It's, while it's harder to play because of the noise and all that and audibles, I think it's a better feeling to win on the road at times than winning at home.
Oh, there's no better feeling in the world than going to somebody else's, you know, house and saying, you know what, I'm gonna cook on your grill. Why don't you just back up? I'm cooking on your grill. We're gonna make you guys quiet. Like, that's a great.
Dan Lanning from Oregon here. Now the kickoff is at 8. What will you do all day?
Perfect, right?
Yes. Yeah. Ideal.
That we get to like watch games all day and then get to play a little football. I mean, that's something we're excited for. So what will we do? We'll get a nice breakfast in. We get a little lift in. We call it a primer. We'll get a little primer lift in, you know, midday. Get a chance to relax in the room, make sure that our bodies are ready, and a little walkthrough. It'll be an eventful day. It'll be a great day.
Let's change a little bit. Like, I've heard more and more people doing that, like where they lift, or they, like, the day before a game isn't just a lay around and do nothing. Has that always been that way since you've been coaching?
We don't lay around, do nothing on the day. Like, the day of the game, day before? What are you talking about? Day before?
Yeah, day before.
Yeah, we get a little work in that day, too. Huh. You know, we get a little work in that day, too. You know, I guess if it works for the Olympians, it works for us, right? Yeah. Like, they go out there and squat before they run the 100. Like, why would we not do the same thing, right? So, we get a little sweat going, you know, and try to make sure. We practice in the morning, so our guys get a lot of recovery time. Like, today was a practice, obviously, for us. We're out there wearing pads, and guys got in great work today. But tomorrow, same thing. We'll get some work in before we hop on that plane and fly out that way. And then even on game day, like I said, we like to get a little sweat going. We like to get what we call a primer going. I think it's a good wake up, man. It's good for our guys.
Did the kids get to go home at all, or were they all in Eugene the entire time?
You know, some of both. There were some guys that were able to make trips home, but it wasn't a long break. You know, we had work all the way through the week and work on Friday, so some of those guys were able to go home Friday afternoon, spend some time. Most of them probably stayed here in town and, you know, hung out with their teammates. There's a little bit of a window there, not really a big window.
I was listening to an interview today with another head coach that was kind of talking about building a team and kind of the challenges of, you know, going back, I'm an old man, that when I played and when you were there, like, guys were there for 4 and 5 years, you know, whereas right. Now he was talking about the unique challenge of, you know, you're putting together sometimes, you know, a 30-40% of your roster brand new. Is it harder, and do you have to spend more time? I remember, you know, watching the team out west that you did, and there was a lot of team building stuff. Do you have to put more emphasis now on trying to build something a little bit faster because of that turnover versus when it used to be when guys were there more, you know, for longer?
I mean, I guess the simple answer is yes. But it is a little bit is what it is. You know, I still, you know, think back to when I played in college and some of the relationships that I built with those guys at William Jewell College who are still really close friends today. And part of that relationship that was so special is getting to play, you know, spades on a Tuesday night to figure out who has to take out the trash and, you know, all those things that like exist with a team that you get to build relationships over time. And I still think, you know, if we're doing things right here, that we'll have a lot of those type of relationships on our team, but definitely want to acknowledge that we've been able to enhance our team here because of some guys that we were able to bring in that maybe didn't find the right fit where they were at somewhere else. So it's a give and take, but there's no doubt that the teams that are the closest and have those long-term relationships, like that's a way to create, you know, success long-term.
This is Dan Lanning, Oregon, with us here on The Fan. So we haven't talked to you since the Oregon State game, obviously much better performance. How did you grade that out versus the first two?
Yeah, better. Yeah, it was better. Better than the first two and still not our best, right? So I think there were some real positives to take away there. I think we really, you know, offense had a lot of success each drive, which is a positive. You know, I think special teams still played, you know, well and made some big kicks. And defense, I thought, really came together in the second half. And so, what I keep talking to our team about is, like, I'm not interested in us playing our best football right now. I'm interested in us getting better every single game, right? As long as we're getting better every single game. And then by the time we get to Thanksgiving, like, hopefully we're starting to see, like, this is our best ball. But, you know, I don't think you expect to skip step 1, 2, and 3 and get to, you know, step 10, right? Like it's a progression. And the key is, are we getting better every single week? And I think so far we've been able to do that this season.
And where was the emphasis in the bye week for you?
Yeah, mostly getting better.
All right.
You want more? You want more yeah, detail than that, huh?
I do.
I don't know that I want to share much more than that. We're just trying to get better, man. Like, okay, get a lot of opportunities to play football, put the ball in. It really wasn't about anybody else. That, you know, it was about us, like us improving. Every single one of our players on our team had an individual improvement plan. Like, here's the one thing we think you can focus on to make your team better and yourself better. So we kind of built that out for those guys, and then we create a lot of competitive periods within practice and guys battling each other. I mean, we had coaches out there running one-on-ones against each other. And if the coaches lost, like, players were assessing that. So that's really what this week was about. And put the ball down in the middle of the turf and let's go eat. Let's go work. And I thought our guys did a great job of attacking that.
Is there film of coaches going one-on-one? Because I would like to watch that.
There is film that no one will probably ever see, right? But I think it's a good realization for coaches. You sit here and ask these guys to play, like, hey, bump, press, man technique, and then you, like, realize that you can't do it. So maybe it's not as easy as you think it is, right?
Yeah, I always enjoy that.
I'll say
this.
Will Stein caught a slant route. You know, he caught a slant route for a big win, and because of that, his team got the ball first in one of our periods. So he just celebrated a birthday, but – just so you know, he caught a slant route for, we call it Mamba drill, like Kobe Bryant, like Mamba drill. And whoever got, you know, whoever won the rep, if defense wins the rep, then their team gets to start off with the ball. If offense won the rep, then their team got to start with the ball. And Will Stein caught a slant, so his team got to start off with the ball in this period that we did. And for the next 10 plays, like, while he's calling the offense, it was like, truck right, I know. He was breathing hard. I'm like, come on, Will, you're not that old. But he did catch the slant. It was a big win for him, but it was fun listening to him call plays for the next few series while he was breathing hard. It was pretty awesome.
Who was covering him? Was it Tosh? Can you tell us who he burned?
No,
in the
Tosh
slant?
Didn't cover him. I'm trying to remember. I think we had a young coach cover him, but I'm not going to throw shade out there. That's not fair. You guys are looking for dirt. I'm not throwing shade out there on who's covering. He had a wide split, so they should have anticipated the slant coming.
Leverage.
But yeah, he just had a good break on the ball, and yeah, it was a nice play by Will.
Well, we'll get you out of here on this one. What's UCLA bringing to the table? What do you see on film?
Yeah, I think they've shown they're a team that can play with anyone. You know, they had a lot of success in the first half there last week versus LSU. I think they provide a lot of tough looks, you know, on both sides of the ball. You know, obviously really well coached. Coach Bieniemy on offense has done a really good job changing it up. You see some of the wrinkles that he's brought from the NFL. On defense, they stem and move, and they're really aggressive. So they provide some unique challenges for sure. So it'll be fun for our guys to go out there and try to execute.
And I just want you to know, you have created new trash talk for me. I am going to 100% use. I'm coming over to your house to use your grill. That is a phenomenal.
Yeah.
That is a phenomenal piece of trash talk right there to another dad.
Think about what that would feel like if somebody walked up into your house and they're like, hey, oh, good to see you. Yeah, I'm just going to need to use your grill here real quick. Like, that's the ultimate flex, right?
It is. It's
yeah, it's like taking over the house.
That's fantastic. You've planted the flag at that point is what you've done.
Mm. You planted the flag. Yeah. You planted your flag. And then if you're like, hey, I need your wife to go ahead and pour me a drink. Like, oh, my gosh. Talk about that. That would be, I'd be like, Sophia, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't pour this. Don't pour this guy a drink. Yeah.
All right. Have a good trip. And good luck to you guys down in L.A.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah. Thanks for the fake applause, too.
Yeah, you're welcome. Those are real.
Yeah, all right. You guys have a good one. See you. All right, have a good one.
Bye. As far as you know, those are real. Those are real. It's the studio audience.
That's right.
Wow. All right.
Hey, we have need your wife to pour me a drink.
He brought it today.
Oh, good times.
He brought it.
Yeah, good times.
Dan Lanning postgame show next.
Absolutely.
Talk about this game against UCLA. They looked a little better against LSU than we did.
I was poking around at UCLA and some of the numbers, and I watched a little bit of that the LSU game, not a lot. Boy, the numbers are bad. The numbers are bad.
All right, we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Just back up. I'm cooking on your grill.